Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to our interviews program this week, which we have a discussion on what are the League Pentagon papers about. And please allow me to introduce myself. My name is Narat Rosnita, and I will be a moderator for today's interview program of ABI Voice. For this new episode, we are honored to join it by Dr. Netita Chantima, a research fellow at the Center for Advanced Research and Legal Studies at Asian Vision Institute. So good afternoon and welcome back, Dr. Chantima, to our interview program.
Good morning from London, and I'm Jimip Su. Thank you so much for having me again.
Thank you, Dr. Chantima. Regarding our topics today for the introduction, we have known that by the earlier this month, the U.S. Pentagon announced the leaked documents revealed by a 21-year-old National Guard Airman, Jake Teixeira, and right after the Justice Department launched the criminal investigation over this case. And also, however, it has been all over the media platform reporting the dozens of classified U.S. intelligence documents in which most marked top secret were already leaked to the public. So first of all, before dig deep inside to those leaked documents, could you please kindly explain to us that how did the Pentagon leak events unfold?
So as you've mentioned, the 21-year-old suspect Jack Teixeira, a member of Massachusetts Air National Guard, began posting highly sensitive government information months ago on Discord, a messaging service. Some reports even believe that Teixeira began posting as far back as February 2022, less than 48 hours after Russia invaded Ukraine. However, U.S. officials only became aware of this leak in the last week or so. Teixeira since then have been detained by the FBI and have been charged with unauthorized retention and transmission of national defense information, as well as unauthorized removal of classified information and defense material. With this level of security breach, the Pentagon has begun an interagency effort internal review to assess the leak's impact on national security.
Thank you so much, Dr. Chantima. So far, how much do you know about those leaked documents from the Pentagon? And also, are there any significant information which the U.S. obtained that you could share with us here?
Whilst the leaked classified documents are primarily related to the Russo-Ukraine war, it also includes foreign intelligence assessments concerning North Korea, China, Iran, the UAE, Egypt, Israel, South Korea, Serbia, Turkey, Canada, Taiwan, and Haiti. There are a number of significant information from this leaked intelligence, such as the U.S. believes that the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has been too accommodating with Russian interests with regards to the Black Sea grain deal. There are reports that Egypt had plans to produce 40,000 rockets for Russia in secret. Another document reveals a sensitive conversation between South Korean national security advisors that South Korea is torn about selling weapons for Ukraine for use in Ukraine since it would violate their domestic law prohibiting the country from supplying weapons to others engaged in war. One of the advisors suggests sending weapons through Poland instead. Another document also found that Beijing tested one of its experimental missiles, the DF-27 hypersonic glide vehicle. Another intelligence report suggests that China may use Ukrainian strikes on targets deep in Russia as an opportunity to present NATO as an aggressor and may increase its assistance to Russia if it considers the attacks significant. At the same time, there are other documents that suggest that China has approved the provision of lethal aid to Russia, which would be disguised as civilian items, to which Beijing has vigorously denied. Furthermore, there are documents that suggest that 97 special forces personnel from NATO countries were active in Ukraine as of February and March this year, and that specifically more than half are from the UK. However, the documents does not specify where these forces are deployed or what they are doing. The leaks also suggest that the U.S. could try to press Israel into providing lethal aid to Ukraine. Moreover, the leaked intelligence also showed that the Wagner Group, a Russian paramilitary organization, may have extended their influence far beyond Ukraine all over the world, and that it is actively working toward American interests even in Africa.
Thank you very much, Doctor. So by connected with the above question as well, that those documents identify as the top secret information that the U.S. obtained. So on this ground, what do you think it means to the U.S. security and the world?
While the spokesperson for the Pentagon cautions the public on the validity of these information in the duration of their investigation, nevertheless, it still opens up the debate of how there are vulnerabilities and weaknesses in the clearance process to have access to such sensitive intelligence. On the other hand, looking at this from a broader perspective, whilst we see allies in the international community, these flow of leaked intelligence on the US spying on its allies goes to show that whilst on the outside, you might proclaim that a certain state is your ally, at the end of the day, the notion and practice of realism and real politics in international relations will always be a priority. Hence, the US needing to have all these intelligence on its allies to ensure that they are still on the same page about whatever issues of their concern, and if it will affect America's interests, and if so, if they might need to adjust their policy towards that specific allies.
Thank you, Doctor. In addition, on the other hand, we have known that the media reported that those leaked documents also contain of the information of the U.S. spy on its allies, including Israel, South Korea, and Ukraine. Thus far, is there any reaction from the U.S. allies on this matter?
As for the reactions from the U.S. allies, when it comes to South Korea, President Yoon Suk-yeol said in an exclusive interview with NBC that, I quote, "I believe that this matter is no reason to shake the ironclad trust that supports the U.S.-South Korea alliance, because it is based on shared values like freedom." On the other hand, this leak was frowned upon by the South Korean opposition, the Democratic Party. According to its leader, Lee Jae-myung, I quote, "If it is true that they have spied on us, it is a very disappointing act that undermines the South Korea-U.S. alliance, which is based on mutual trust." Lee further stated that if it is true, the U.S. should apologize to the South Korean people. As from Israel, the Prime Minister's office released a statement on behalf of Mossad denying involvement by the agency in the protest. The statement emphasized that the report that was published overnight in the American press is mendacious and without foundation whatsoever. The Mossad and its senior official did not and do not encourage agency personnel to join demonstration against the government, political demonstrations, or any other political activities. In regards to Ukraine, the defense minister, Alexei Reznikov, was seen to downplay the severity of the situation by stating that there is a lot of information there which does not correspond with reality, and the information which does respond with reality has lost its relevance. So it is a mix of truth and falsehoods. Reznikov also believes that the leaks were a deliberate attempt to sow discord amongst their allies.
So in connection to the previous question as well, could you please kindly elaborate a bit on what do the leaked documents from the Pentagon tell us about the Ukraine war? And could there be any implication through this to the war?
Whilst the U.S. may present a united front with Ukraine and that they have a positive outlook on this war, through the highly classified leaked intelligence documents, it suggests otherwise. It offers a rather pessimistic U.S. viewpoint about the state of this war, highlighting the weaknesses in Ukraine's weaponry and air defense, and predicting a stalemate in the war for months to come. Furthermore, the documents also warn that Ukraine's medium-range air defenses to protect frontline troops will be depleted by May 2023, and suggest that Russia could soon have aerial superiority and that Ukraine could lose the ability to amass ground forces in a couple of months. Furthermore, the Pentagon documents also reveal that the U.S. fears that Ukraine might start striking Russia's territory if Washington provides it with long-range missiles, which might prompt a harsh response from the Kremlin and further deteriorate the situation. While all this information could be read as useful intelligence at first, so far both Ukraine and Russia have rejected the intelligence documents' validity and authenticity, and has blamed each other for attempting to misplace the responsibility and mislead one another. As a result of this, I can't say as to the real implications of these leaks on this war, as we do not know which information is true and which has been doctored and by whom.
Thank you very much, Dr. Chandima. So last but not least, how does the U.S. respond to all of this incident? And also, from your point of view, do you think that the U.S. will be weakening its leverage regarding security and defense after the leaking of its top secret information from the Pentagon.
During his visit to Dublin, President Joe Biden said that while he was concerned that sensitive government documents had been leaked, I quote, "There's nothing contemporaneous that I'm aware that is of great consequence." Some U.S. officials also claim that some of the documents may have been altered or used as part of a misinformation campaign. While this could be true, I don't think that these officials and the Biden administration will be outright with which information is true, and that their responses so far could be their efforts in downplaying the severity of their intelligence security breach. Furthermore, their efforts to downplay this breach could also be seen as a way to appease their allies, the ones included in the leaked documents, to ensure that their handling of intelligence is secure. Whilst at the moment, this may seem as an embarrassing scandal for the US and particularly the Pentagon, I wouldn't go as far to say that this will weaken the US leverage with its foes and allies in regarding its security and defense. It cannot come as a surprise that the US, who had a total of $816 billion in defense budget in 2022, to have used it to gather intelligence on its allies and foes. I wouldn't say anyone was surprised when the news broke that the US had been spying on a number of states, but rather the fact that the intelligence had been collected were published. Now, this scandal is still fresh, but in my opinion, there will be some other developments in the international community soon after that will lessen the attention on this matter. As for the consequences of this leak with regards to the security relationship between the US and its allies, in my opinion, the allies will not risk their formal, informal partnership with a superpower over something that will be blown over soon enough. The perfect example is South Korea President Yoon Suk-yeol's state visit to the US, where he and President Biden have discussed the growing threat of North Korea. Therefore, President Yoon Suk-yeol will not put at stake the security that the US offers against North Korea on such trivial issues such as this leak in the face of a possible nuclear threat.
Thank you very much, Dr. Shantima, for the answers. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to kindly inform that our interview today has now come to an end, and I would like to kindly pay my sincere appreciation to Dr. Nitida Shantima for your time and contribution to share your views on our topic regarding the leaked Pentagon papers.
Thank you for moderating, and thank you again for having me on this program.
Once again, thank you, Dr. Chantima, for joining us, and I am looking forward to talking with you in the future episode.
Likewise, thank you.
Please have a nice day, Dr. Thank you.
You too, thank you.